Hello, I'm Dr. Nikki, and welcome to my podcast, Quantum Activations, where we explore the science and the mysteries of the greater reality. We will also be connecting in with some amazing evolution revolutionaries along the way. I look forward to you joining me.
All right. Hello, beautiful ones. Hello, Bridget. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, great. So great to see you. It's been ages.
I know. So long.
Yay. So what an important topic. You know, I've been thinking of, wonderful women and wonderful topics that, you know, we could open up a bit, because a lot of the things that, you know, particularly things with the voice, it's very often hidden. And so it's not something that, you know, is communicated, pardon the pun, talking about the voice. But, you know, it's probably one of the most common issues I see in clients as well. And, you know, a lot of the time it's not even our fault that we are not practiced in speaking up how we feel a lot of the time. You know, when we look back through our generations, it wasn't actually things that women were able to do. Not that I'm being gender biased, and I'm sure there's been men that have had, those similar situations. So I'm not taking away from that. But, you know, typically, you know, over the generations, things are improving, thank goodness. But because of the coding that we get through the DNA, we learn off our mother who learns off her mother or who learns off her mother, you know, what we should speak about. And, you know, even as children, we often get that, if you haven't got anything nice to say, don't say anything. Children should be seen and not heard, you know, those sorts of things. And, you know, even before that, it used to be like women shouldn't be seen and not heard. And, you know, so it's a lot of this issues here. Energetically, what happens is when we're not communicating, it ends up causing energy stagnation in this particular spot. And we see it playing out a lot as thyroid issues. And even in children, as, you know, the tonsillitis, even the ear infections, because the communication is that not just speaking, but it's also hearing. And then in that way, being able to interpret what's coming through in a clear way as well. So it's all very much interrelated that, you know, when we withhold our expression this way, it can also affect our capacity to be able to integrate other layers of communication too. And so, you know, I'm very excited to have the beautiful Bridget on. She has the Art of Grace Publishing House. I'll let her tell you more about it, but, you know, she empowers women to tell their story. Bridget, please share with us, how this all came about and, you know, your why.
You mentioned there, Nikki, about women's, you know, stories or their voices being held back in the history. And that's one of the things that I talk about with the Out of Grace Publishing House, is that for thousands of years, women's voices have been shunned or hidden away or passed over for that of the male voice. And I think that that's something that we are starting to come out of now with the age of the divine and being able to implement these opportunities for women to share their voice on different platforms and different ways. And, you know, I teach how to write intuitively and to share from that intuitive space, because when you do that, you're really connecting not only to yourself, but to your higher self, and being able to be connected to the divine in that way and bring through your messages allows us to heal generations of wounds that may have been carried forward from our ancestors and from history. And I think that it's something that I'm here to change. And it's like, I'm on this mission this year to share 180 women's stories, and we're on track. There's 48 so far, so we're doing well. I need a few more to come on board to share their stories, but I think I forget about the ripple effect that it has. So that allowing one woman to share her voice then grants permission to another to share her voice. And that ripple effect that goes out when you share through storytelling is something that you can't put a value on, because it reaches so far and wide, and you can't ever know how far that's going to go.
Yeah. And I love that what you said about it affecting the generational lines as well, like not just the your children, but also the your ancestral lines beforehand as well, even your parents. And I do find that with clients, you know, as we do work on their relationships, on their ancestral lineage, the whole ancestors don't have to do the work. It's like the one person does the work and it changes the dynamic of those energetic relationships, which then just changes the energy through the family lines. And I've had numerous reports back from clients saying that, you know, the behavior of their parents towards them or their children towards them has completely changed as mm-hmm. they've just done the work, you know, on the inside.
Yeah.
Exciting. Yeah. So I'd love to know what made you get into this? Was there?
So I had followed this woman who was putting out a multi-author book for a number of years, and I'd worked with her once on one of her programs, and I liked her. And the opportunity arose for me to share my story, and I remembered when I was in primary school how much I liked writing, and then in high school how I'd let that slip because it all turned into essays and assignments. There was no actual free writing encouraged when I was at high school. So I sort of lost that opportunity that I could have been a writer after leaving primary school. So I allowed myself to join that. And what happened after that was published, I received over 130 messages from women that I did not know thanking me for sharing my story because it gave them permission to change how they felt about themselves because they were sitting in judgment. And mine was around motherhood and how I didn't like it and how I'd never spoken that out loud because I felt ashamed and lost and, you know, not able to actually talk about it because I had set these judgments that other people were going to have of me without even talking to anybody about it. So that opportunity then allowed me to go, oh my God, I've impacted 130 women. Imagine if I could get other women to share their stories and then they can, you know, impact people. This is going to be amazing, this ripple effect that's going to go out. So that's how I got into it, was just seeing that the opportunity arose. I'd never had on my bucket list or anything that I wanted to be an author, and, you know, now I'm writing my own solo book. So who knew?
Beautiful. But then your reflection back to in school, you actually did really love the writing.
Yeah. Well, I did publish a book and it was called Chalk Talk, and I did it with
a girl in my class,
and she did the illustrations and I did the writing, and we published this book and it was in the school library, and yeah. Amazon didn't exist.
You just got inboxed by the system for a little while that told you you couldn't, probably.
Yeah.
And then it's, back out of the box. And, you know, I love seeing so many people being able to step into that more and more now too, isn't it? Recognizing that, you know, we don't have to follow the status quo. We don't have to do what, you know, society or what we think society expects of us too, isn't it? I think a lot of the thing is we put that on ourselves as well, don't we? We think, oh, we don't want to talk about that because, you know, we're in fear of judgment and, you know, all of those sorts of things, which is a lot of the different layers too. And even, you know, through different timelines and, you know, generationally, there can be a lot of that energy as well, can't it? That persecution type of energy that, you know, women were burned and hung and chucked in the river with cement boots on, not just women, but men as well, who were free thinkers, who, you know, who did want to speak their truth in those days as well. And, you know, even if it didn't happen to direct descendants or our own, you know, lineage, we would have witnessed it because they did it in the middle of old town squares. Like the whole town would come out and watch these ones that got selected this month or whatever.
Yeah. You know, just and I think that's carried forward, you know, like there's I often talk about the story of the Bible because I was brought up as a Catholic, and I do know parts of the Bible, but, you know, like I wouldn't be able to recite it or quote from it or anything like that. But it's all written in a male's voice. And recently, it was back in 2019, the Book of Mary was discovered. And in the Bible, she is Jesus's mother. And that was, you know, hidden from the world. And I'm like, they even did it as far back as then, you know, then they brought the burning of the witches who were just saying what they thought. And, you know, they were like, oh, I think they've got this wrong with them. And they got burned at a stake because they were using this instead of this to see what was going on for people. And I think that that has carried forward in society in a different way. We're not burning people at the stake anymore, but still persecuting people when they do speak their truth. And, you know, and I think that that's a shame that that's happening, and giving somebody a platform to be able to do this or giving them an opportunity to do it is it what lights me up.
Yeah, it's so good, because I remember myself, like, I used to be in such fear of, you know, speaking up about things, because I've sort of been teaching, sort of esoteric practice for nearly 15 years, but it's really only, you know, in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years that I've spoken it on a public forum. Like, even when I was working as an academic in the university, it was like, okay, I was teaching vibrational medicine on one side and teaching, you know, nutritional biochemistry on the other. And I used to have such a separation that I would be in fear that the people in the uni would find out that I was actually teaching, you know, teaching this other stuff. And when I spoke about it, I used to whisper. And even friends would say to me sometimes, why are you whispering? But it was such a habit. Like, I don't know where the habit came from, but it was such a habit that whenever I spoke about something that was beyond the physical, I would be whispering. And it was, it's bizarre in retrospect. But I even remember when I started speaking out, you know, on a more public forum, how much I would be frozen in fear at times. And I'm sure it was stuff that, you know, that had gone back a long way with me as well. So I can completely understand, you know, when people do go into that freeze and that hesitation, you know, to be able to speak. And you even see that in, you know, people who are resistant to not speaking, but also to receiving. It's almost like it's their old fear programs as well, as that they don't want to be, you know, seen to be associated with it because, you know, they've got some wounding, you know, somewhere along the line as well. So,
yeah, I think a lot of it is masked shame too, because they think that, like I did in motherhood, I had this preconceived idea that people were going to judge me and instead of want to help me. So I just didn't talk about it. And had I talked about it, that, you know, that shame that I felt and that guilt that I felt and the judgment that I perceived others were going to have of me and the judgment I was making on myself for having those feelings of not liking it, wouldn't have been anywhere near as bad had I spoken about it. And that's what, you know, we try and portray that by modeling it now. And I think that that is becoming more common, that women are modeling this and speaking what they feel and, you know, not caring so much what other people think, because that's one of the things that holds a lot of people back. And the other thing that I see predominantly when I have people come to me to write their soul book is one of the things they will say to me is, but who am I to write a book? Like, that's imposter syndrome. Like, I'm not good enough. And why would my story be that useful? And, you know, these people have suffered trauma beyond things that I can imagine. And they're sitting there thinking that their story, you know, their recovery and what they do now successfully is not a great story. And I'm like, hang on a minute. If I tell you the story from here and tell you the story, you're going to go, wow, that's an awesome story. Let's put that in a book. So, yeah, it's often reflecting back to people what they say to you and go, well, actually, if you hear that from me, if I told you that was my story, you would probably go, wow, you've really overcome some stuff and this is great. And you'll be able to help other people see how they can overcome things as well. And I think that that's therein lies the opportunity for everyone to be able to share a little snippet of their life where they may have suffered, and then they're able to come out the other side and teach lessons to others so that they can then give them permission to change their current circumstance.
Yeah, it's so wonderful. It's such an important thing too, isn't it? That acknowledgement of stuff that we've shoved down, you know, in our subconscious, and, you know, by being able to voice that and to share that, we actually give ourselves the opportunity of, you know, clearing that out of our own subconscious as well, don't we? And then that ripple effect, it's It's like magic. You're just seeing it spread so much more quickly these days, isn't it? This the more empowerment that's coming through through the matrilineal lines, you know, through the divine feminine. And you know, it's not to take away or try to take over the masculine. That's not feminine energy. It's about you know, being able to all work together, you know, more cohesively, and to be able to actually value what it is, you know, to be woman too.
Yeah, it is very much so. Sorry, my phone kept on buzzing. I've just turned it off. It is something that I don't think people realize. I don't think that people realize the impact that they can have on others when they do share their story. And until you experience it, I don't think you realize. I mean, even your friends saying to you, why are you speaking so quietly? Like, that would have been something that you went, oh, well, because, and then, you know, you had a conversation with them around it, and that helps you to lift your voice higher. So I think that it's something that once you do actually start speaking and you see the impact that you have, or you feel the impact you have, or somebody sends you a message and says, thank you, it makes the whole thing worthwhile, and all those fears you had just dissipate, and you go, wow, well, that's totally worth it. There was a lady in my most recent book, the Unconventional Motherhood book, and she got a message from a friend that she's been friends with for a long time. She said around 20 years she's been friends with her, and she has younger children. Her friend has younger children, and the woman in the book, the story, her children are much older, but it was for when they were younger and how much she struggled and what complications she had and stuff. And the friend said to her, I can't believe how paralleled our lives are, and I've never spoken about this, and I'm struggling and I need help. And it gave her permission to actually ask for the help. So, you know, what a gift to be able to give to your friend.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Amazing that could happen. So, yeah, it's something that I don't think they realize how impactful they can be.
Yeah. And it sounds so simple, isn't it? It's just kind of like, just speak up. And it's like, but there's just so many layers to it, isn't it? Around like the guilt and the shame and the, you know, everything else that, you know, that we've been, I guess, brought up into, isn't it? Believing these untruths, isn't it? Kind of keep us stuck,
yeah,
you know, literally, energetically as well. And it does. I loved what you said about, you know, that self-worth. And you see that, like, when we look through the energy systems, that if we've got a blockage here, it's affecting the ability of the energy to run up smoothly up that channel. And what it does is it starts to close down the heart. And so we lose that compassion for the self, because we don't have that opportunity to interact in that way. And then that also ends up causing, you know, stagnation and you know, a lot of bloating and maldigestion and things like that in that solar plexus, which is all that sense of self. And so it's not just an isolated thing. It's not just like, oh, well, I'm too frightened to speak about how I feel. It's like when we don't do that, it actually has a lot of downstream effects through, you know, through all of our other energy centers as well, particularly, you know, over longer periods of time. And so, you know, it's such a rewarding experience, you know, and as you said too, you know, finally allowing that to be free, and then you realize, oh, it's not that difficult once you get over the first, over the roadblock, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I've got there's seven women who have gone from multi-author to writing their own book, and I didn't know at the time, but they were testing the water to see if they could. They wanted to write their own book, but they were testing the water to see if that was the next step for them. And they're all like, you know, you can't shut me up now. Like, you've unleashed the beast, and it's coming out. And yeah, and it's a wonderful thing to see. I think we have a mutual friend, Kelly Party Cooper, who's actually doing this, and I think her book comes out, it's either the 24th or 27th of August. She is the person who was so afraid to speak her truth because of it's a bit like you with the university work and the spiritual work and keeping it separate. She's in the medical profession, and keeping that separate from the spiritual, she had a lot of trouble with. So she wrote a book, Spiritual Being Human. And she's like, you can intertwine the two, you know, it's okay. And this is how it works. So it's a beautiful experience for me to watch unfold and for everybody else to get the benefit from in the future is something that, you know, it's a legacy that she's leaving in the world of her voice in format of a book. And I think that that's a wonderful thing to see her go from so afraid to speak about this spirituality that she's feeling and the connection she feels with her intuition to producing a book about it is, you know, leaps and bounds ahead from where she began. Yeah. A couple of years ago. So yeah, it's a beautiful thing to watch blossom.
So a lot of your books, you've won a lot of awards too.
So I've hit number one with my publishing house. I've hit number one bestseller internationally with two multi-author books, and yay. I've contributed to two others that hit Amazon bestsellers, and I've contributed to one that hit USA Today bestseller. So yeah, woo. Pretty amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, fabulous, isn't it? And it really is just such a good indicator of the power of the story, isn't it? Of the woman's voice unleashed.
yeah, exactly. I think I'm addicted to it, Nikki. I need to start, what did I call it? Multi-author books anonymous. I need to start. Not a bad thing to be addicted to. I find the process so cathartic, and I always go into it thinking, this is what I'm going to write about. And I always end up writing about this, because when I'm thinking, this is what I'm going to write about, it's coming from here. And when I set up my space and energetically clear everything and light my candle and get myself ready, do my heart congruence and begin to write, something completely different comes out. And every time I'm surprised at what I actually write, and I go, well, didn't see that one coming, did I? And there'll be tears, and there'll be, you know, thoughts of should I, could I, would I, you know, and that imposter syndrome comes in. I have all these things come up for me. And I think that when I get to the stage of handing it in, I go, wow, that was a great process. I want to do that again. It's like addictive. I want to feel that again. So, yeah, it's a lovely thing to be able to experience for myself. And trying to show others or explain to others what that feels like is really difficult for me, but I see some of the authors are getting really great at describing what that process was like, and I love hearing that, so that, you know, I can then use their words to show others what it is like to go through that process. But I use the word cathartic all the time, because that's exactly how it feels for me.
So do you have any advice for if anybody was feeling like they wanted to share a story, or what sort of steps would you recommend people, or something to reflect on to help, you know, open that up?
Yeah, just writing. I think that the first thing you do is just start to write, and it doesn't really matter what you are writing about or how it comes out or what it looks like. You just write. And free writing is something that I discovered by accident, because I started writing in multi-author books and then just started this free writing. So if I think of something and it bothers me, I start writing about it, and then eventually it's not bothering me anymore. I love the Ho'oponopono, so I may use that as well in the process. But certainly free writing is something that I encourage people to do if they are at a block. But if you were looking to expand yourself and your business, then I strongly recommend that they look for a multi-author book, because there's so many of them out there now that there's something that suits everybody, and there's someone who is a publisher who suits everybody too, because we all do it in a different way. And I think that that's the beauty of having female-owned publishing houses, is that each woman brings her individual gifts and her individual personality to it, and that they allow people that process of growing through the process of writing in a multi-author book and sharing their story through one chapter. I do strongly recommend, though, that people do it intuitively and not from their headspace, because the stories are so much more vulnerable, they're deeper, the connection is better with the person on the other end. And if you are going to write your own book or a chapter in a book, that you connect with the reader, the person that you want to reach, before you start writing. So set that intention around who it is, what they will gain from it. Set the intention of what you will gain from it as well. And it comes out, there's this beautiful masterpiece that is a legacy that you're leaving, you know, for future generations of your family, as well as future generations throughout the world. Because with multi-author books, they're often filtered all around the world because the authors are located all around the world, and that's the great opportunity and, you know, that networking and the marketing that happens with that as well. So sort of twofold in that you get this great benefit of growth and a release of something that you may have thought you've already worked through, which is my case in all four books so far. And then you get this extra level of the onion is peeled back even more and Bridget is exposed even more. And then you also get the effect of helping others and giving them permission to change their life for the better. So I love that. And yeah, that's my advice, is to just start writing to start with. And then if you feel you want to go the next level, you may take a step to your own book or you may take a step to a multi-author book.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. And I love that bringing up about journaling, because that is such a powerful process as well, isn't it? Just even simple journaling. And, you know, even if you're sort of, you don't even know whether, you know, there's anything that's bothering you. And this is something that I see sometimes as well, is that, you know, that bypassing, because we can get such into, and, you know, I've been guilty of that myself. And it's being in this, oh, well, everything's got to be positive all the time. So anything that, you know, doesn't kind of sit in alignment, it's like, oh, well. And then, you know, I've sort of been reflecting on it, and it sort of comes a bit out of mindfulness practice, funnily enough. You know, mm-hmm. I've been trained so much in this mindful practice in the yoga for so long that it's kind of externalizing everything. And then it's like, but that's actually bypassing feeling what's happening. And so it's come back a full circle around for me this year, that it's kind of like, oh, I'm starting to like recognize that all of these things that I haven't felt, they're sitting there and they actually need to be witnessed. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've been going back through a process of just allowing myself, just through journaling, just to start writing. And just writing, and then I often just speak because I'm more of an auditory type of person. I'll just be sitting there talking to myself, as you do. But it's like, you know, because it seems to come out faster for me, faster than I can write. And yeah, it's just like stuff that's coming up and out. And it just feels so, so cathartic, isn't it? It's like just that ability to be able to tell the story and to actually be a part of that as well, and not just externalizing or pushing it down and, you know, pretending that it hasn't happened and, you know, all of that, oh, it doesn't matter, it's gone now, and all of that sort of thing. So yeah, it's I can really see the, you know, the value in allowing yourself to really do that with the stories. Yeah. You know, get that stuff out of the subconscious, because it doesn't do us any favors energetically. It doesn't.
And then you're not attracting the right people to you because you're sitting in this wrong energy, or the, you know, a dull energy as opposed to something that's vibrationally higher. You mentioned about speaking, and there's an app called Otter, which is promoted to be used for business meetings, but I use that to actually record stuff. If I'm out and about and I think of something that I want to share a story about that's come up from my past that I've just thought about, I won't remember it by the time I get home. So I just speak it into the Otter app and it actually types it out for me. I still have to reformat it and stuff, but I might share that as a story post on Facebook and, you know, invoke for others permission to share their stories, or invoke for them to actually have permission to forgive themselves for something that has happened during their past. And I think that that's the great thing about storytelling, is that it doesn't have to be just in a book, and it doesn't have to be just in, you know, your journal. You can actually share it on social media, because we have this internet that is an amazing tool for us to share our things. And in turn, that allows, if you're in business and you're sharing your stories, it allows your clients to actually get a deeper connection with you. And I think that the male-dominated world doesn't want that, you know, generally doesn't want that connection, and has held that connection back. And that, again, helps the rise of the feminine, which is going to bring more peace to the planet in the ultimate aim of the whole game. And, you know, I love that part too. So encourage people to do that as well.
That's beautiful, isn't it? Thinking from here, not from here all the time.
Yeah.
That divine union, isn't it? It's beautiful.
Exactly.
It's
beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Yay. So I thought maybe we could share a process with everybody. So I've got a little process. We'll do a little process to help move energy through the throat space, shall we? So if you are feeling like you are a bit blocked in your communication, and you're safe to do so, if you want to close down your eyes, and taking that opportunity to connect in with your breath. And as you start to become aware of your breath, just consciously breathing in and knowing that you're breathing out. And as you continue to ride those waves of the breath, slowing the breath down if you can, drawing your breath a little deeper, feeling into that expansion as you're breathing in. And then that surrender as you're breathing out. And as you continue to ride those waves, becoming present right here, right now, noticing yourself in your seat, feeling the rise and fall of your torso. Now taking your awareness into your throat space and just noticing how that's feeling for you at this moment. You might see, feel, think, or know the quality of energy that's moving through this space. Just allowing it to be however it is. And now just imagining you are breathing in and out through that space, just gently drawing that breath in through the front, and then breathing it out through the back, and breathing back in through the back, and out through the front. As you continue to move that breath through that space, you might visualize a spinning vortex. It can spin in any direction, it's perfect. Spinning that energy as it's moving forward and backwards, freeing up that space. You might notice a relaxing, or if not, seeing if you can consciously create a little bit more space within this energetic portal. You might bring in the color blue. Breathing now a beautiful but brilliant, bright sky blue. Breathing that color blue, allowing it to fill that space. That color blue vibrates at the same frequency as the energy of the throat. And so we can use that color to help to activate and bring back into balance the energy of this space. As you continue to breathe radiant color blue through your throat space, with your awareness back in that space, just asking yourself, asking your throat, does it have something to share with you right now? Allowing yourself to receive that information in any way. And thanking your beautiful heart space, and most of all, thanking your beautiful self for allowing yourself to participate. And then as you take one more nice long deep breath in and pause and releasing it out, starting to bring some gentle movement back. And whenever you are ready, you can open up your eyes. I might take a stretch and a bit of a move.
That was beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. So nice. Thanks, Nikki.
Yeah, like working with the energies, it's like energy moves quickly. Physical doesn't move so quickly, but energy moves quickly. And so, you know, using just simple practices like that can really help, particularly if you are trying to express something and you're really feeling constricted, even just sitting within that, breathing through that space, bringing in that beautiful sky blue color. Yeah. And then, you know, allowing yourself to start from that point rather than, you know, from that constricted, you know, fear-based kind of stuckness as well.
Yeah. That's brilliant. Thank you so much for that. It was lovely. What a beautiful
way. Yeah, great. I'm so glad you enjoyed it. What a privilege. So lovely to see you. Before we go, what I'd love to do is share with you is I've got an upcoming temple immersion. It's a 21-day program that I take people through. We talk all about energy, how it works. We do a whole lot of different energetic processes over the 3 weeks as well to really help you to identify different barriers and blocks and helping to move stuck energy out of your subconscious. And so if, you know, if something like that might interest you, I'll pop a link in somewhere here, and please feel free to reach out if you've got any questions. I've got loads of other content to YouTube and all of those sorts of things. If you want to hear a bit more from me, and we can catch the beautiful Bridget.
Yeah, you can on bridgetholder.com. And I do have Intuitive Speaking Her Truth taking applications at the moment, which is, you know, for the woman who is standing in her power and can't help but use her intuition because it's part of who she is. And I want that book to be able to give others permission to step more into using their voice and speak their own truth by seeing the stories of others who've done the same.
Ah, that's great. So Intuitive Knowing Her Truth, if that resonates with anybody or everybody.
Speaking. The first one was knowing. Perfect. Speaking. Yeah, so it was perfect that you asked me to talk about voice today, you know. Like when you said it, I thought you must have seen the adverts for the book. And I was like, no, she hasn't.
I pulled it out of your field.
You did. That's beautiful. Oh, dear. It was lovely to speak to you, Nikki. Thank you so much for your time. And it's great to always be in your energy because you are such a light. And, yeah, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, gorgeous woman. We'll catch up again soon. I look forward to it.
All right. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to find out more about me, you can visit my website or you can follow me on the socials. All of the details are on the links below. And reach out at any time if I can support you along your journey. Take care.